This is Apollo Control at 2 hours 49 minutes. We're standing by now to acquire radio contact with Apollo 17 through Hawaii. During this Hawaiian pass, we'll be getting another good look at spacecraft and launch vehicle systems. The last look we had through Carnarvon, everything looked very good. Flight Director Gene Kranz going over the status with his flight controllers. Observed that there appeared to be no problems that would interfere with TLI, and we'd expect to have a normal translunar injection about 23 minutes from now as Apollo 17 completes its stateside pass and moves out over the Atlantic Ocean at the start of its third revolution.
Hey, Houston, this is Apollo 17. Go ahead.
Hey, Ron, you're sounding great. Good voice here.
Oh, yeah, we got things all set up here, and we're kind of standing by for a logic check whenever you guys can give us a go.
Roger, as soon as we get some TM in here, we'll give you a go.
Okay.
Houston, we're ready for the logic check.
Okay, Bob. Okay, six arm breakers are closed.
All right, sir.
Okay, and logic one is on, mark it. And logic two is on, mark it.
Your go for pyro arm.
Thank you. Understand. Go for pyro arm. Bob, in case you're interested, there all through the night side pass here, there's quite a strong, stronger than I would have ever expected, horizon glow off to the north. I suspect that, I think Gene said a while ago, it's around on his side also.
Roger. Guys, I've got the word you wanted to hear. You are go for TLI. You're go for the moon.
Okay, Robin, understand. America and Challenger with their S-4B are go for TLI.
That's affirmative.
You're a sweet talker.
We try to please here, Gene.
Yeah, somehow, Bob, I knew you were going to say that. We were go, and that you try to please.
We've been working together too long, eh?
Not long enough yet.
Command 17 Houston, you're about 1 minute from LOS, and we'll pick you up at Goldstone at about 3 hours and 00 minutes, and that's only a couple minutes prior to time base 6 start.
Okay, Bob, we'll be with you.
Roger.
Bob, that glow is actually above the horizon, just in case you're curious. I can see stars below the top of the glow, down closer to the Earth.
Roger, Jack.